The West Live. The West Live. With Ben O'Shea for Jenna Clark. Brought to you by Neds. Take it to the Neds level. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Here's a sobering statistic. According to the ABS, domestic violence affected more than 2 million Australians in 2016. And this year, lockdown has put some of society's most vulnerable at even more risk. I think it's fair to say we need a bit of a wake-up call. A poll commissioned by White Ribbon Australia found more than 40% of men aged between 18 and 34 don't think hitting or punching is considered domestic violence. Wow. So how do you combat that mentality when it's hidden behind closed doors? You start a conversation, and that's exactly what White Ribbon Day is about. White Ribbon Australia Executive Director Brad Chilcott, thanks for joining me on The West Live.
Thanks for having me. Great to be with you.
Now, today is White Ribbon Day. How are people across the country getting involved?
Well, we're asking people to hold events to on White Ribbon Day to raise awareness of some of those things that you've mentioned. And there's a diversity of those events across Australia. Many of them have come online because of the pandemic and uncertainty around gathering. But the point of these events today is not just to know about family and domestic violence, not just to know about men's violence against women, but to commit to action. And so that's really the focus this year, is to encourage people to create community action groups in their town, their suburb, their sporting club, their faith community, their multicultural group, because I think to address some of those horrible statistics we revealed in that poll, it's not a one-size-fits-all approach. We need to take community-led responses and find solutions in different places across Australia and in different ways.
Well, you talk about statistics. Already this year, more than 34 women have been killed in Australia, and the Chief Justice of the Family Court said domestic violence is the worst it's been in 30 years. How have we got to this point?
Yeah, something has gone horribly wrong. I mean, the fact that men in that age bracket that you mentioned could answer those questions in that way shows that we haven't got a message out there effectively enough, that still many men think that they have the right to exert power and control over their female partners, that they still have the right to be in charge and to use violence to maintain that authority. And so we really have to keep working on gender equality and the respect that comes from seeing other people as our equals. And that's why I'm saying we can't just simply broadcast this out universally across Australia and everyone gets it. We need to have really specific targeted approaches that make sure everyone begins to understand healthy relationships, gender equality, appropriate behaviour in a way that resonates with them and that they can understand.
Well, you talk about all the awareness and education that's happened, and then the poll that you guys commissioned that found 2 in 5 men aged between 18 and 34 don't think hitting or punching is domestic violence. How is that possible?
Oh, as I just said, I think we need to make sure people are hearing this message from the right spokespeople that they choose to listen to, whether it's their faith leaders or their sporting heroes, or people who speak in their language. We need to make sure that people are not just, seeing an ad on TV or, attending a White Ribbon Day event, or that their workplace is workplace accredited through White Ribbon Australia, but that these messages are really able to reach people who are who are part of diverse communities, whether that's in different locations or in different multicultural groups.
Mm. And we've seen around the world that one of the impacts of COVID forcing people to be locked into houses has seen an increase of domestic violence. Is that something that you're seeing here in Australia?
Oh, definitely. The statistics here have increased during the pandemic, and especially in regards to women experiencing men's violence for the first time. So it's not, just the repeat offenders continuing to offend. There's huge numbers of relationships that have started to experience violence for the first time during the pandemic. But what I think is really important to understand is that we can't blame stress or financial insecurity or the uncertainty of this time in history on, we can't blame all of that for the violence. Men are still choosing to use violence. They're choosing to respond to that stress with violence. And this is what needs to change. Men reflecting on their own actions, becoming accountable for them, but also moving to a place of respect where that kind of behaviour is just not the response to the uncertainty of these times.
So what's the one thing young men could do today on White Ribbon Day to make a positive change to this terrible situation?
Well, let me say two things. The first one is to really listen to the women in your lives. Really listen. Stop and not respond. Just listen and ask them about their experience of being a woman in our society, out in public, in the workplace, in the home, and allow them to speak and believe them and let them sink in. And secondly, when you see your friends or people around you making sexist jokes, talking derogatory in a derogatory way about women, treating them like the man deserves to be in charge, then speak up, take action, and don't let that kind of thing be normalised in your social group and community.
White Ribbon Australia Executive Director Brad Chilcott, it's great work that you're doing. We'll speak to you soon.
Thank you very much.